Heard at Sports Radio every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m.
Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sonner from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal.
Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream on Hail Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning. Now let's find out what Matt Versal is better at. Telling stories or making pizza.
Matt.
Matt's an exceptional young man.
Matt Versal.
Happy birthday, Matt.
You know, Matt, he's a tremendous athlete.
Matt Versal.
Come on, Matt, I'm with you.
You know, like Matt Versal, you're one of the sexiest people in the world, but you're not one of the most beautiful. How does that happen?
Here is Matt Versal.
All right, Matt, thank you very much.
Always a great intro. One of the best intros that we have on the show, Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Elijah Herbal in for DB. I'm Andrew Rogers, winding this thing down on a Friday. And as we always do, we talked to Matt Versal, who I knew I would probably take some heat from when he called in this morning because he wanted to be next of kin in the chair. What's up, Matty?
You're just making Elijah do double duty. Like, that's not very nice.
That wasn't me, though. That wasn't my decision. I heard that.
I heard of Sasha, who I've been the biggest fan of forever.
Until
I tried
now.
To get here. Like, you can ask Sasha, like, way, way back in the day when she worked for another company, I was trying to get a show together, me and Sasha, because Sasha is wicked knowledgeable about sports, but she's very, like, coy about it. I was like, baby girl, just put this thing on blast and let people know, like, you're a dude. And she would never do it.
She did fantasy
and
football with me.
Now I get it. She just hates me.
Ah.
Now
yeah.
I understand.
You know, because I told Shane, I go, oh, man, you know, Vers, he wanted in. But here's the story. Here's the backstory. So, actually, we were going to do – I think national radio today because with DB out, I have engagement photos tonight in St. Louis. So it would kind of like ease the stress if we would have just said, you know, we'll just take the day and do that. But since Elijah gave his AAA notice of, hey, I can come up. I can be called up to the big leagues. Here he is.
I get the call early this week, and I go, well, I'm not going to say no to an opportunity to get on the air. Are you kidding me? Like, this is like, like on one hand, is this a little extra work for me? Yeah, but on the other hand, is my job as taxing as a lot of other people out here? No, I put on a headset and talk about sports for
you don't toss
hours,
pizzas so. All day like Verse.
There you go, bud.
That's how you build
good
them triceps.
Good perspective, Elijah. Yeah. Good perspective.
So you forgive him?
You got to fly that desolate wasteland of this St. Louis?
Yeah, no, I'm not flying. I'm driving.
Why don't you – what? What time are pictures?
They're at 7.
Oh, so you just get out and put the hammer down.
Yeah.
You're going like you're going 90?
No, I'm going the speed limit, but you know what that is.
Oh, my God.
The speed limit is where I'm going, right? No.
Sure, no.
Speed limit is the red line on the road.
It's always probably a good 8-9 over. I try not to hit double digits.
Okay. You know the saying by all the popo is, right? If you're 8, you're great. If you're 9, you're mine.
Yep.
So
I'm a risk taker when I get to 9.
Yeah, living on the edge.
I got to go all full DB on you today because normally it's like you guys, you know, giving each other the business. And so I got to ask, what's on the docket today, Matty?
Well, there's still talk about him. I mean, like probably at some AAU scouting super camp, like he'll have his kids like – Zoe is probably at some like international cheer competition right now that we don't know about. Helicopter dad just can't let him out of his sight. No, I got nothing, man. I got nothing. It's
nothing?
Just the middle of it, and basketball, the dumbest game in America, is playing right now, so I got to wait for hockey tonight, which is good. So, yeah. I do like the Joker, though. I like the Joker. Mm-hmm. He plays rough. And,
right.
And I'm good with that. Like, I'm good with people getting messed up in the game.
That's Elijah's guy.
Yeah, Matt, I'm a big Nuggets guy. And the best way I heard that game last night described is like Joker versus the Heat is like a Big Ten football team against a Pac-12 football team in the bowl game, aside from Utah. Like, it's just that rough and tumble physical. Like, he's going to back you down, get you in the paint, and hit you with the fundamentals compared to the Pac-12, a little more flashy. They got the three-point shooting, you know what I'm saying? So that's the best way I've seen that described. I think whenever you put it in football terms, which you should do for most things in life, put it in football terms, I think it's a pretty good way to put it. But Matt, do you want to talk some football? I guess I'll leave it open to you. I got a football question for you.
Oh, go ahead, bud.
Okay. I assumed you'd want to talk some football, but you never know. Maybe you should want to talk about DB some more. We were talking with Mike Sauter a little bit earlier about like the rise of 7-on-7 in the high school football scene, and how every single Wednesday night you got high schools around Omaha going and playing 7-on-7. And I want to get your take from an offensive line point of view, because you hear about the Wisconsins of the world, the Michigans of the world. They really build their offensive line on kids they find around the state. Like, so many Wisconsin offensive linemen through the past decade have been kids that went to high school in Wisconsin and got built up that way. So if you were running a developmental program for offensive linemen within the state of Nebraska to build an offensive line pipeline from high schools in Nebraska to the University of Nebraska, what types of things would you be doing in the summer months?
Here's how the world has changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, before parents fully bought into the fact that I could buy my kid into a scholarship, which the only thing dumber than basketball is 7-on-7. Like, it is the simply dumbest money grab ever.
I thought you'd say that.
It makes zero sense. It is, and then you know, it warps the brains of all these gurus that go do it, because they don't teach any, and we've experienced it firsthand. Now maybe I have a minute sample size, but you've got some organizations where you'll take a quarterback, the coach is literally on the field standing behind them, and he'll just say, throw it to Timmy. And the kid has learned no coverage, no responsibility, no route concepts, mm-hmm. no nothing. But parents' check clears every week, and they don't care. They just want to make that dollar. So back in the day, linemen would make basketball teams, and they would make baseball teams, and you were doing athletic things. Those have gone away. You know, rarely do you see the big man being a big man and playing other things, being athletic. So now you come into a spot where you've got to, like, wrestling, thank God for wrestling, because it takes your 180s, your 190s, your 215s, your 275s. Like, I think they need to throw in another division at, like, 245. Mm-hmm. 235, 245, and put another weight in there. And I think you would see more kids go to wrestling, or more coaches would be willing to get them into wrestling, because if I've got a 240 and he can only wrestle that, and maybe I have the weights wrong, but he can only wrestle that like 215 or 190 range, well, now he's got to cut weight or put on a bunch,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if that weight's going to be good or bad, right? So we throw another weight in the middle there. I think you up that, but now there's only a select amount of spots on that team. So what I'm currently trying to work on is a facility that provides athletic environment for bigger kids, because their natural thing is, I'm going to go lift weights at my school, and I'm going to go home on the couch, and I'm going to put on my headset, I'm going to play this dumbass video game, I'm going to start talking ass to my buddies who I could actually be out doing stuff with. So I'm fine with video games as long as you play Madden. Like, play Madden how you want. For this reason, some of the best football minds that I know are amazing at that game, because it's conceptual.
Right.
It's, you want to play this coverage, I'm going to run this. Okay, he may blitz this, so what's my bailout, right? Like, I learn it. It's a good way to learn. I fully endorse. I'll tell my linemen all the time. Now, we sit in a different posture when we play because they don't want them hunched over. Belly button. If you put the controller in your belly button, and then you sit upright, your thumbs will go faster. And they'll tell you they got better when I told them how to do that. I don't even play dumb video games. But something at that. Other things. We played a ton of racquetball, so I'm trying to find some racquetball courts where I can get
That's sweet.
Some parents. Now, the other part of this is that if I do this and pull it off, there will be a monthly update sent to the parent. This is what your kid did. He didn't show up these days. He did show up these days. These were the things that he was told to work on. Here's the things we did to work on him with this. Like those kind of deals. Because I think that's the miss in a lot of this.
Right.
There's, well, your kid plays on our team. Okay, well, what is he learning? Is he learning how to drop his hips on a cut? Is he learning that in cover two, we got to expose this part of the field? If they roll into cover three, how is he adapting to that? What is my quarterback son learning? Right? Or what is my receiver son learning? So those are pieces that are missing. I feel in any form of coaching, you can never over-communicate. But there's got to be something for the big kid to do. Like I said, funnel them into wrestling. If you want to go real hard court, funnel them to jujitsu, where they learn hits and they learn. But you've got to find something to occupy time, because young men are like puppies. Like you can't. If you let a puppy sit around, it's going to get pent up and it's going to freak out at some point in time. But if you go out and run that thing till it gets home and it passes out, then you're good.
Yeah.
Right? But they'll get better. Their mind is stimulated. Those will be better. You probably get off a lot of these ADHD meds too, but that's a different story for a different day. But that's something I'm looking at, because there's a gap there for the linemen. Mm-hmm. They can go out and do a bunch of who can flip the tire fastest and what's our combined bench press to try to combat 7-on-7. I would rather just be in, do what linemen do. Like, you go do the flashy stuff and do your dance and get in your checkered outfits, and we're going to go do work. And then when it gets to the game, you're going to realize you need us a lot more than we need you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very astute. Being a student. Like, wow. Great. Really good stuff today. You just took up the entirety of your segment just right there. So I'm going to let you go.
I'll quickly say, though, as a guy who grew up in offensive lineman, played racquetball, did jujitsu, preach. I those things 100% I think can really help offensive linemen in the state. Agility, body mechanics, all of that. It's perfect. Love that.
One of the best linemen I've ever had was a 5'8" little guy in Malcolm. Scotty Robotham was his name. Was a judo champ. Nobody could block him.
Yep.
It was awesome.
You probably had some fun playing with him. Verz, we appreciate you, man.
All right, boys. We'll see
you. See ya. That is Matt Burzall, former Husker
stuff.
Paisan's Pizzeria owner. Elijah, thanks for filling in this morning,
thanks,
man. It was fun.
Thanks for having me. This is
it
fun.
It was fun. Yeah. Now you have to go back and do an afternoon show.
Yeah, join us. Hail Varsity Radio 4 to 6 this afternoon.
Okay, good plug. Great plug. That's it for this Friday edition of Coffee and Cream. We'll be back next week.
Heard at Sports Radio every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sauter from Herd at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal. Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Herd at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.